It's Chicago's afternoon news on this beautiful afternoon in the city of Chicago, man. Just a perfect day. Not nearly a cloud in the sky as we wonder and celebrate summer here. It's a very different situation in Kabul as people are trying to get out, including members of the embassy staff from the United States. President Biden addressed the nation about an hour and a half ago, talking about the fact that he stands by the decision, even though he said the fall of Afghanistan has come quickly than he or many of his aides had been expecting. But he also said that it's time for the U.S. to leave, that they cannot remain there in a country not willing to fight for itself.
We spent over $1 trillion. We trained and equipped an Afghan military force with some 300,000 strong, incredibly well equipped, a force larger in size than the militaries of many of our NATO allies. We gave them every tool they could need. We paid their salaries, provided for the maintenance of their air force, something the Taliban doesn't have. Taliban does not have an air force. We provided close air support. We gave them every chance to determine their own future. What we could not provide them was the will to fight for that future.
President Biden speaking about an hour and a half ago. Bob Baer is the most decorated agent in CIA history. He is an expert on the region. He joins us on a phone line now. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
What do you make of the president's argument?
Well, I agree with him. You know, we could spend 75 more years there, and it's going to make no difference whatsoever. I mean, it was always going to be a messy departure. It couldn't have been otherwise. You know, there was no easy way out. Once we decided to start nation building in Afghanistan, it was a waste of everybody's time and money. And that's the nature of the culture there.
David Petraeus. Afghans, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I mean, the Afghans are just, you know, they don't like it. They look at it as occupation and they don't like it.
We're talking to former CIA agent Bob Baer. David Petraeus, the retired general, was interviewed on NBC earlier today. And he said that there were alternatives to this, some of which he discussed with the administration. NBC didn't play follow up about what those alternatives were. Maybe they'll do that later. But did you see an alternative to what happened today?
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, look, if you had done a gradual withdrawal, it would have set in panic right away. You know, the embassy was 4,000 people, which is incredibly large. If you started taking 500 a week out, that would be a signal we've lost confidence in you. And then there was no alternative because there's no force there to fight. I disagree with him. Petraeus was part of the problem.
In what way?
He should have when he was CIA director, he should have gone to the president of the United States and said, this is absolutely lost, the whole thing. I've been commander there. It doesn't work. We have no intelligence. We don't know what the Taliban are thinking about. We can't control them. We can't do a peace treaty. And we cannot trust Pakistan. All of those things are sort of truisms, but no one went into the Oval Office and dared declare that.
So it was right to go into Afghanistan in 2001 or 2002, correct?
Well, I think it was right to go in and just clear out Al-Qaeda and then leave very quickly.
Well, that's my question. Well, that's my question, Bob, then. So yeah. when would have been the best way to get out and when?
The moment bin Laden crossed the border into Pakistan and when he was at Tora Bora and he was gone and said, look, we've cleared the country. Look, we won that war very handily. And this is not a military defeat at all because something like 20,000 combat soldiers controlled Afghanistan. This was a great military success. I mean, really, they did a great job, those combat soldiers. It's when we left that it fell apart. We just can't nation build there. So, and you keep going back in. And if the Taliban don't understand it and start terrorism again, you simply carpet bomb the roads in and out of Afghanistan until they get the message. I know that sounds harsh and politically incorrect. But the only people that have ever been able to subdue Afghanistan were the Mongols in a very ugly way. And we do not nation build. And we do not need to be slaughtering people in that part of the world.
President Biden addressed the nation earlier today talking about his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan and his efforts to get supporters of those who helped the U.S. military out. I think he said 2,000 Afghans and their families have been evacuated. We're talking to Bob Baer, a former CIA agent who certainly knows the area well. Bob, we had Congressman Adam Kinzinger on last Friday. He was lamenting all of this and said that that we could have kept the 2,500 troops there in a way that maintained the peace, as the U.N. troops are doing and the U.S. troops are doing in Kosovo. What do you make of that argument?
Look, it was a low-level war in Afghanistan. It was on the other side of the world. And the corruption is beyond our comprehension. And the inability to hold that place. And frankly, the Americans are trying. You know, we were doing this alone. I mean, the very few British troops, no other Europeans were actually fighting. We were doing it all. We were paying for it. And, for the Europeans to say, look what you've done to us now. Well, I mean, they should have been in there, too. It was such a good idea.
Is there a risk of...
We don't...
Is there a risk that it becomes a haven for terrorism again or remains such? Or what do you see for the future there?
I think it's a very high risk. I was in touch with a guy from the Kremlin today, and I said, the Russians and the Americans have got to coordinate on this to control that border up in Central Asia. Otherwise, it's going to spill over into Central Asia. It could destabilize Pakistan, and the Islamic State could set up there. And that's when you've got to come in with heavy force, not new troops, but from the air. Well, we've got drones.
It sounds like you're making the argument that we should have stayed to keep that under control.
I didn't say that at all.
Okay.
We've got other ways to do it than ground troops. And we do not know what the new Taliban will look like. They've emptied the prisons, which is a bad sign. But ultimately, I don't see American people standing for occupying a country on the other side of the world indefinitely, making it a state of the United States forever. That's a lot of million. That's a lot of money, $1 trillion.
Yeah, and it's I personally give the president credit for at least owning the decision, using the phrase "the buck stops here," in a fairly negative way at this point. What do you think of the way Biden addressed the nation today?
I think he did a good job, but I think he was also misled by the military and the intelligence service.
Well, they were all surprised, weren't they?
Everybody was surprised. We just have not been able to penetrate at any significant level the Taliban leadership. They're true believers. They don't like foreigners. They don't sell themselves out as spies, and not even the Pakistanis understand them at this point.
Robert Baer.
The ability to analyze.
The most decorated agent in CIA history. Bob, we're out of time. I appreciate yours today. Thank you for helping us out.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, be well. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, so what do you think of this? Was the president right to withdraw troops as quickly as he did? Or do you think it was the wrong decision? A little embarrassing? Is this a repeat of Saigon? Or is this a guy saying that this is the... There's no good time. There would never be a good time, so we might as well do this now. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. We will take your phone calls right after we get a check of the news, so this is a good time to get on the phone line. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.
WGN.